The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could speak to you for just a moment.
Today is the greatest day of my life.
Why is that exactly?
Hello?
It's Friday.
I can no longer hold my tongue.
I don't do that tongue thing.
You should be excited about this.
Woo!
How am I excited about this and you're not?
Be excited! Be excited!
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right, y'all.
Hey.
What the hell was that all about?
It's not a good idea. It's an awesome idea.
Hey.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Hey.
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, we did it. That's right, we did it. Damn it, we did it. Who do you think you are?
I am.
We made it to Friday, folks. What's going on? It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an L.
L.
Wait, it's going to be way too
long. Oh, you're right. I didn't even know where you were going. I was like, what's he going to spell?
Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, that's a lot.
That would have been able to take it a while.
By the R in morning, I'd be like, wait, what are we doing here?
Give me an O. Everybody's sleeping.
Everyone's all right. Everyone left. Okay. Yes, happy Friday, everybody. We did it. We made it. Let's have some fun for you on a Friday. We got some giveaways. We got Jay the 80s Rock Guy. We're going to talk to pets. Mm-hmm. Like, actually talk to the animals.
Are they talking back?
I think so. They got that new swear collar. That you're talking about yesterday. Whoa! You got a potty mouth, doggy. And a whole hell of a lot more. So we're going to make the best of this Friday. It's almost the weekend, so let's get to it.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you stretched up? Are you limber? Are you well flossed?
I'm not limber. I'm not stretched, but I'm flossed.
You're flossed. I'm flossed up. If you wonder why I bring that up, Hunter and I literally yelled at each other for a solid 5 minutes about flossing. You can check that out on the podcast page.
Damn it, you son of a... Would you just floss again? It's
never funny. Never have two people been more excitable than floss.
Yeah, there's dentists out there listening to the podcast like, man.
Yes. Let the hate run through you. Yes. It's going to be a good one, folks, so make sure you stick around. All right, let's get it started. I need some caffeine in me. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I do. So I'm going to get that, and while I'm doing that, let's play music.
Give me a P.
Give me a Q.
And
what starts with PQ?
How do you spell it again? What?
But Pacqua.
Be the worst cheerleaders ever.
These idiots can't even spell.
I'm not the one who's...
Hey, good morning. I guess we should do the show first.
Okay.
Hunter and I are just here in our own little world, like talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, wait, we got to do a break here.
Brock's making big decisions.
Big decisions. And honestly, I'm nervous. I'm very nervous right now. I'll tell you guys more about it once I kind of have more of it figured out. So I'm retiring from radio. That's what's happening.
Right. At 33.
I'm 33. I'm officially retired. Hey, NFL people do it all the time.
Yeah, it's true. It's about the time.
I might as well hang it up. I've had a good career.
Your knees are hurting from the show.
The only thing I'm missing is that, that multi-million dollar contract. That's what I'm missing out on.
That's right. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's all right. I can be a hobo.
Yeah.
I'm an adorable hobo.
Just sticking a handkerchief.
I think I'd be an approachable hobo. Mm-hmm. I was actually, speaking of being a hobo, before I get to anything else, I was watching this this documentary last night. Mm-hmm. So I started off with a documentary about living up in Alaska in the bush, which very appealing to me.
You know.
Minus the bear and the meese.
The nearest
the Mises.
The Mises.
There was another documentary about this culture of people who ride ride the rails, which is illegal. You're not allowed to hop trains.
Yeah.
But it was this documentary on people that just, they're hobos.
It's a crazy, I watched a whole YouTube video on a kid who did it.
Yeah.
And he documented the whole thing, and he went from, it's like the Cannonball Run. He went from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And holy cow, man.
Dude, it's
a different life.
And it's cutthroat, too, man.
Yeah.
Those hobos don't mess around.
And, you know, you got to weather conditions and what train and where it's going, and then you got to avoid the police, then you got to avoid the conductor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's crazy. It's craziness, man.
It's like being... what was it? Christopher Lloyd's character on Dennis the Menace?
Oh, yeah. There yeah, the bum.
Yep.
The bum.
Yeah.
That's why you need a can of beans.
Beans. You got to put the key in the can of beans. Yes. And the only way to get it, of course, is by eating the full can of beans.
The whole can.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Yeah. Dennis the Menace, bombs, trains.
Yep.
That kid.
So funny. Just do yourself a favor and look up Yep Kid from Dennis the Menace.
Yep.
Actually, I think I might make that my screensaver here. Yep.
It's a cross-eyed kid.
Fantastic. All right. Sports are coming up next.
Yeah.
We got Rock News this hour. Anything crazy in sports we got to look forward to?
Yeah, it's a big fight this weekend, man.
Ooh.
Massive fight. Massive fight.
Ooh.
It's the Indianapolis 500 fight.
Yes. Perfect. All right, we'll be back with sports. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. 6:21. Good morning, Brock. Hunter, quick look at your forecast before we get started on sports today. Sunny, warming up a bit, high of 36. Doesn't feel like it right now. Cripes. Tonight, clear, low of 26. Tomorrow, going to see a high of 47. Sunny, nice day. Sunday, sunny. Clouds creeping in. We're going to see a high of 50. Then it is going to start to drop a little bit. We're going to see some rain and rain-snow mix and then cooling down to the middle and later part of next week. All right, that's your sports. Or, no, that's your weather. Now let's do it. What a weird sports report that was.
Weird. Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud and Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you're watching your favorite sports action. Maybe the fight this weekend.
Yep. Wilder versus Fury 2 happening this weekend, man. I'm going to get to that here in a second. But basically, that's what's happening.
That's the big news.
If you're looking forward to something this weekend, that's it. NCAA men's college basketball. Last night, Michigan State beat Nebraska 86-65. Some Saturday games here. Eastern Michigan going to be at Ball State, 1 o'clock. Toledo going to be at Western Michigan, 2 o'clock. Michigan going to be at Purdue at 2, and Central Michigan over at Northern Illinois.
Holy Toledo.
4:30. There you go, man. Sunday's game, Miami going to be at Notre Dame. So if you're an Irish fan down there in South Bend, that's happening at 6 o'clock on Sunday. Moving on, NBA last night. The Bucks beating the Pistons, 126-106. Hornets beating up the Bulls, 103-93.
Bulls.
Tonight, Pacers going to be New York playing the Knicks at 7:30. Moving on, NHL tonight, Red Wings going to be over at New York playing the Islanders, 8 o'clock. Predators in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30. So there you go, man.
Is that it?
There's some NFL news in here. You want to go over that? Bears signed tight end Harris to a one-year contract. Chicago Bears signed Demetrius Harris to a one-year contract. 6'7" Harris has 72 receptions for 754 and 9 touchdowns over 6 seasons with Kansas City. Why would you leave Kansas City?
I know, right? You know why? Because he got the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, and then he's happy. Now he's going to go make some money.
And now, yeah, he's like, now I want, because he's not going anywhere. He's not getting there if Kelsey's there.
Yeah, it's very true.
He's the backup to Kelsey.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a tough call.
It's an easy gig. You know, you're pretty much guaranteed playoff wins.
I wonder if he got, I'm sure he got some snaps in on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
He had to have, because Kelsey can't play.
They rotate him a lot over there in Kansas City.
But, no, it's not a bad career move, maybe. You're a backup to an all-star. Travis Kelsey's not going anywhere from Kansas City. That guy's probably going to retire a Chief.
What would you do?
I mean,
would you take the paycheck, or would you? That's a tough decision.
That is tough because, you know, there's a chance. I mean, Kelsey could get hurt, be out for a little bit. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are not going anywhere anytime soon.
Like, what's the best route in the NFL? Is it be the best backup you can be and just ride that wave as long as you can and not get hurt and risk your life, basically?
The lazy part of me says yes.
Uh-huh. Me too.
The
competitive side is I want to get in there.
I mean, of course you want to be Rodgers. Of course you want to be Brady. You know? I mean, come on now.
But then you look at it and you're like, I think it would be all, I would want to go play. And then it actually gets you to the field and you're like, I think I want to be the backup now.
What does the water boy make?
Right.
Does the water boy get a Super Bowl ring?
Wait, that's the guy who's going to come after me after I get the ball?
He's big. What's it? Mac? Khalil Mack?
Is that his name? All right, Ella.
He's an actual bear, is what you're saying.
Right.
He plays for the Bears, but he's an actual bear.
Kelsey, why don't you give it a whirl, you know?
Give it a shot. I don't know. That's tough, man.
It would be.
That's tough. Of course, you also want to shine, you know, and he had a good chance. But, and no offense to Bears fans out there, maybe they won't get mad about this, but that's a risky move going from Mahomes to Trubisky.
Yeah. Who knows? Trubisky might. Who knows?
And he's got a new target now.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about this fight this weekend.
It's just a massive fight. They're saying it's like one of the biggest fights in what?
Since
Muhammad Ali,
This is boxing.
Boxing.
Not MMA. I feel like it's just been all like MMA stuff.
It's weird because it does. It kind of goes back and forth weekend to weekend. But yes, this is old-fashioned, good old put-your-dukes-up boxing.
I like it.
And they are. They're saying it's one of the biggest fights since the last Ali fight.
Yeah.
Which has been years.
Years.
I mean, can you really say it's bigger than the McGregor
Mayweather?
Mayweather fight?
I think, well, probably because it's both actual boxers.
Yeah, and it's heavyweight.
I've been watching the previews, and yeah, those boys are not throwing light punches.
They're not. They're saying Wilder's got the heaviest punch in boxing, and Wilder's just a beast.
Yeah.
Fury is just, he's a goon, man.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you look at Fury, and I like seeing him, he's kind of doughy.
I know. I'm like, there's no way this guy is.
Yeah.
And then you see him fight, and you're like, oh yeah, he can move.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, he can punch.
You know who I want to have come back? Butterbean.
Butterbean. Oh, my God.
Remember Butterbean?
I used to have the Butterbean doll, the little, like, action figure. Dude, that thing was as wide as it was tall. I'm telling you, man. He had some knockout strength.
Dude, all that weight behind it?
Oh, he was no joke.
Yeah.
If he came back, he could still knock people out, I think.
I know what I'm doing next break. I'm looking up Butterbean. Yes. So while
real quick about that fight, one more thing is a big factor in this fight. Fury busted his eye the last fight, and he split it. Like the doctor was saying, it's the most you could split your eye in fighting.
And still keep your eyeball.
So it split all the way like on top of his eyebrow and then inside of his eyelid.
Ooh.
So it was kind of like a double split there. And they were saying, man, this thing was wide, wide open. The doctor was saying it's never going to be the same. He says it will never be as strong as it was, but we're going to do everything we can to keep it from popping back open this fight.
Oh, God.
So that's what you're looking for, Brock, on Saturday night.
No.
Is that eye going to split or what?
I don't want to see it.
Oh.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. It rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning.
So much nicer than, wake up.
Wake up, you dumb sluts. Yep, there it is.
It's like the angel on your shoulder and the devil on your shoulder.
Right. Devil's just a little bit louder.
Yeah, which one is it today, guys? Which one is it?
No, I'm feeling quite angelic this morning.
Even the angel smoking a cig on your shoulder.
Even the angel on my shoulder is like, a little rough.
Just gave up.
A little rough. He's got like a 5 o'clock shadow, bags under his eyes. He's like, oh, I got to deal with this
like
guy.
Like a
again.
Little Danny DeVito on you.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a smoking, drinking Danny DeVito angel on my shoulder. All right, we'll check out your forecast here in a little bit. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Pop Evil. Michigan boys.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, we'll have a lot to choose from when they start recording their next album. The band says they've already got 30 songs written.
Damn.
They were
What's the latest? What's the last thing you've heard from Pop Evil?
It's been, I think 2 years since
it's
their last. Yeah, since their last go around. So maybe a little bit longer.
Used to be all over our radio station.
They hit it hard, obviously, in with a lot of bands that you see. And I've known the fellas from Pop Evil for years. I got some fun stories with those guys. One involves a stolen golf cart in Oklahoma. So, you know, it's good stuff.
Jeez, man.
They hit it hard. And you see that with a lot of bands. It's boom, 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 boom. And it's like, oh, wow, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
We got to get off the road. We got to take a break. But they were just at a radio station in Iowa, and they said they got new stuff that's insane. Every chance we get to write, we get out to L.A., we get as far away from the Midwest just because, number one, it's warmer, obviously, but it puts a mind in different spots when they're in L.A. They say don't expect to hear all of the material, though. They said, quote, we're picking the best of the best, and a lot of these songs might not even see the light of day. It's about getting the right songs that we feel are what we want to do moving forward.
I enjoyed Pop Evil, man.
Love it.
They used to throw it down, man.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
Still do, bro.
30 songs to choose from. Do a double EP.
Yeah.
Boom.
You know?
Two CDs, 15 songs each.
So you're going to get more money for
it. Woo! Woo! Either way, Michigan boys putting together some new stuff that's very exciting. We'd love to see them back here playing some shows.
Get them in the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'll pull some strings. We'll make it happen. If they release new stuff and they're out promoting it, we'll get them here.
Tell them to bring that golf cart, too.
Bring that golf cart. Actually, the funny thing is they're all really good golfers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously they've done what a lot of rock stars do. Instead of going down the path of drugs and alcohol, they pick up golf. Avenged Sevenfold. All the guys at Avenged Sevenfold are amazing golfers. Rise Against. Uh-huh. I remember, I'm trying the lead singer, I'm drawing a blank on his name, and I know you're probably screaming at the radio. But I interviewed him at Sonic Boom in Janesville, Wisconsin. And he's like, oh, yeah, I already got a 30-mile ride in today. And I'm like, what?
Damn, dude.
You still have to go on stage. Like, yeah, I usually try and get like a soft 30 in.
It's a nice warm-up for the stage. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Dude, I'm still drunk from the night before, and you got 30 miles in? I'm living
just
my life
looking
wrong.
Down at you.
Good God. Me and Danny DeVito, Angel, did some drinking this morning. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Ooh, I love this one. This is great. We're keeping it Michigan style.
I like it.
Here in your rock news and rock history. On this day, 1958, the very first Gibson model Flying V guitar is shipped from a factory in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh,
how about that?
How much was it shipped out for?
Back then they didn't know. And honestly, could you imagine Buddy Holly playing a Flying V?
Oh.
People would be like, oh my God, he's the devil.
You know how much that's worth right now?
Oh, that one is probably worth a lot. That's a picture of the original
that's
one
the
right
OG,
there.
OG, huh?
Dude, that's awesome. The very first Gibson model. Dude, as a guitar player, I always wanted a Flying V. Dimebag Darrell played one. Obviously, one of the most legendary guitarists ever, Randy Rhoads, who played with Ozzy and Quiet Riot. He played a Flying V. He was known for it. He had a polka-dotted Flying V.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's so cool that it came out of Kalamazoo.
It's a badass guitar, man.
Dude, that's so cool looking. What you do is when you do the power stance, you rest it on your leg.
Oh, there you go.
You can only see what I just did there. It was stupid. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Hey, good morning. 6:48, Brock Hunter.
Subdued.
I don't know.
Child.
I have no idea what's going on.
What's they're making a new one?
Another one?
Yeah, it's with the original cast, though.
Okay. So it's not with a bunch of broads.
No.
Like the last one.
God, dude. Was that one good?
It actually wasn't bad. It was fine.
I had to hear it was not bad.
I'm not going to say it was like some, you know,
groundbreaking
masterpiece, but again, people are so, it's like, it was fine.
Yeah.
It gave me a couple laughs.
Lean into it.
Tone it down. Tone it down.
People are so critical about, especially with movies. Here's the thing, guys. The more movies you see, the more you've seen, which means original content is a little bit more rare as the older you get. So take that in consideration next time you really rip on a movie.
The only movie you can truly rip on is Jurassic Park 3.
Right.
That one, burn it to the ground.
You know?
Burn it to the ground.
You know, I love when like movies are like just massively great with the CGI and the visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
But the plot's just a little off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then people just really pile on. Yeah. Like, you know what? Just take this movie, though, and one from 1985, we'll say, and put them next to each other, guys. Big difference.
Here's a better idea. Why don't you make a movie?
Right, try it.
You dumb piece of crap.
You know? Avatar is not an easy movie to make, guys.
No, that's why it took James Cameron? James Cameron.
Like 30 years or something to make it.
And $9 billion.
Yeah.
Shut up.
just keep doing your YouTube uploads.
Would you bang one of those blue chicks?
I know you would. We talked about this.
I would.
Like one of the first times we did radio together.
Now, here's the question. Would you bang one of them as a human and they're still one of the blue
people? That's what I'm saying because they're massive.
Yeah.
It's a massive being.
Crawl up her like a spider monkey.
But I'm already looking tiny, Brock. You put it up next to an avatar. I think it's just going to be a little dimple.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'd give it a shot.
She would laugh at you. I need my other blue buddy.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
Imagine holding those panties like a road trip.
What'd you do, kill a cheetah? No, these are her panties. She gave them to me.
Man, she's an avatar, man.
It's a loincloth, like nine cheetahs put together. Perfect. I was going to talk about WIRX merch. I'll just mention that quick.
Why would we do that when we can talk about having sex with avatars? It's the Plan B Morning Show, Brock.
Why even bother?
This isn't the coast.
When you know where this is going to go. When you know exactly what's going to happen. You know what you're in for.
Yeah.
There's a warning at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. There's a reason we're on your preset.
That's right. Quickly hit it.
Yeah, exactly.
I see where this is going. All right, never mind. Don't even worry about the merch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Google hot avatars.
Oh, nice.
hot avatars and butterbean. That's my Google search history.
Now
so
Terry's going to think you're really weird.
IRX now.
Hey, good morning. tell me. All right, here we go. 6:55. It's time for your useless trivia brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. They're actually having a boil this weekend. If you want a seafood boil.
It's a ball.
Ball. That seafood boil. Eat that mean old alligator. Going to have his mind on his. Actually, I think I'm going to swing out there Saturday and grab some while it's still hot and tasty.
Give me some gumbo, would you, while you're
I'm
out there?
I'm not getting you anything. You don't deserve the deliciousness that is No LaRue. You don't. Anyway, I got a gift certificate to No LaRue for you, so you can go check them out if you haven't yet because you're a dumbass. Mm-hmm. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to Kelsey Grammer.
Huh? I'm going down, baby.
Just doing it. I was just making the same stupid joke.
Oh, that's country
grammar. That's country grammar by the hip hop artist Nelly.
Oh.
More, but the worst part is, I was thinking the same. My brain is the same as yours, and I hate that. Obviously, Kelsey Grammer played Dr. Frazier for years on TV. He's 65 today. Big happy birthday to him. 65.
Has he always been 65?
I feel like he's always been 65.
I'm pretty sure he's always had that horseshoe haircut.
Always. He's always been that age.
Since like 10 years old.
What city did Frazier take place in? What city did Frazier take place in? Was it A, Boston, B, Chicago, or C, Seattle? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Kelsey Grammer played Dr. Frazier Crane, turning 65. What city did the show Frazier take place in? A, Boston, B, Chicago, or C, Seattle? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, win.
Getting back to music now.
Hey, we're getting back to music. That's sweeter than having a first date with your...
Hey, good morning. 701. Seven. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to actor Kelsey Grammer. He is turning 65. Obviously, he played Dr. Frazier Crane on TV. What city did Frazier take place in? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, what's up?
I'm hoping that I'm smart enough to know this useless trivia question.
Hey, give me an answer. What do you got?
I'm going to say that it's Seattle.
Seattle. That is correct. All right. Woo-hoo! I'm glad we finally got there. That's great. What's your name?
My name's Heather.
Heather, where are you calling from this morning, Heather?
Calling from Coloma.
Heather, you're so giggly this morning. You're a little giggle puss this morning.
I'm excited. Today's my anniversary, so this just made it even better to take my husband to dinner tonight. So.
Happy anniversary. That's fantastic. How many years?
Six.
Ooh, I think actually that's what Kiki and I are at. It's It only gets worse. Don't worry. It only gets worse. No, you guys are going to have great. This is a perfect thing for your anniversary. You're my big winner. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
All righty. Next chance to win Monday. Coming up same place, same time. You know, you and I are celebrating 4 years tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't think about
that.
22nd was my very first show here on IRX.
Nice.
So tomorrow is the 4-year anniversary.
So we're getting drunk.
Just getting hammered, bro. Getting hammered and do what? Rock one.